Nachdem DICE Battlefield 2042 mit seinem letzten großen Update 3.2 auf den Kopf gestellt hat, haben die Entwickler in der vergangenen Woche ein Hotfix-Update angekündigt, welches die größten Baustellen nach dem großen Update ausbessern soll. Mit dem Hotfix 3.2.1 will DICE einige Gameplay-Anpassungen ausrollen. So erhöhen die Entwickler beispielsweise den Schaden der PP2000 auf 50 Meter von 21 auf 28. Bei der MTAR-21 wird neben einer Anpassung des Rückstoßes auch der Schaden auf 40 Meter von 18 auf 22 erhöht. Außerdem entfallen die Änderungen am Trommelmagazin und die Leuchtspurpistole wird massiv genervt. Außerdem könnt ihr beispielsweise in der großen Airdrop-Munitionskiste nicht länger Loadouts ausrüsten, die für eure Klasse eigentlich tabu sind. Einen genauen Termin wollte man in der vergangenen Woche noch nicht bekannt geben. Dies hat sich nun aber geändert. Wie DICE kürzlich bekannt gab, wird das Update 3.2.1 für Battlefield 2042 am morgigen Dienstag, den 14. Februar 2023, auf allen Plattformen gegen etwa 10 Uhr deutscher Zeit veröffentlicht. Nachfolgend findet ihr die Change Notes zum Update 3.2.1 für Battlefield 2042. Battlefield 2042 Changelog Update Raute 3.2.1. Gadgets: FGM-148 Javelin. The FGM-148 Javelin can no longer lock onto the tracer dart while the dart is out of line of sight. Tracer dart gun. The tracer dart will now correctly drop in height dependent on the distance it has to travel. Reduce the projectile speed of the tracer dart from 500 meter pro Sekunde to 250 meter pro Sekunde. The uptime of the tracer dart will now last 12 seconds instead of 40 seconds. Dev comment: We've adjusted the trajectory and speed of the tracer dart to now offer a skill element to this gadget if you are aiming to land shots from long range distances. If you wish to reliably designate targets from long distance, the SOFLAM remains a tried and tested choice. Gameplay flow and social elements. Unlock descriptions will now correctly show four class badges on the reward screen after a match. The description for Falk's combat surgeon trait now correctly states that she is able to revive faster, rather than revive to full health. Soldier. Fixed an issue where the time it took for firing when leaving sprint was much longer than expected with assault rifles. Fixed an issue where the auto deploy of the parachute did not function properly. The assault weapon proficiency will no longer grant extra ammunition for unterbarrel grenade launchers. Fixed an issue that would cause projectiles to not deal damage correctly when specialists are facing down. Fixed a minor desync issue that resulted in the player jumping in a slightly longer arch than expected. Don't be alarmed. We didn't put any springs in your boots. Specialists. Angel. Fixed an issue that would allow players to select any gadget with any specialist via Angel's loadout crate. Crawford. Mounted Vulcan. Increased the health of Crawford's mounted Vulcan by 60% dev comment. This change is to increase the survivability when up against direct gunfire. Grenades and rocket launchers will still cause it considerable damage. Mounted Vulcan now lasts 7 seconds from the moment it begins firing to reaching its overheating point. Players are no longer able to place down 4 mounted Vulcans. One is enough. Dozer. You can no longer use Dozer's SOB-8 ballistic shield while also using a parachute, or whilst prone. Weapons. As part of the recent update 3.2, we reduced the add time for drum and extended magazines. We're reverting that change in this update. Your feedback to change these attachments suggested having slower reload times, or less overall ammo due to the reduced magazine count. These are very valid areas to look at, however we believe those two would not compensate for the greater increase in combat uptime that these attachments give you. With a shorter magazine, you have to pick your fights while weaving in and out of combat against multiple enemies, prioritizing targets based on awareness or proximity. With larger magazines, such as the case with drum and extended magazines, this overhead disappears as you have the luxury of less reloading and more ammo availability. It's very important for us to act upon your feedback, And we'll continue to make adjustments for Drummen Extended Magazines in a later update. Drummen Extended Magazines. Ad's draw rate has been reverted to pre-update 3.2 values. You'll now notice that the draw rate is more immediate and less weighted than before. MTAR 2.1. Adjusted the recoil of the MTAR 21 to be in line with other assault rifle weaponry. MTAR-21 damage increased up to 40 meter from 18 größer als 22. PP2000 damage increased up to 50 meter from 22 größer als 28.